Today on Press TV, the death toll from a wave of bomb attacks across Iraq has surged to 67. The blasts hit the cities of Baghdad, Bakubra and Mardin. A cafe was also targeted in the western city of Fallujah. Iraq's Shia and Sunni communities have both come under attack in recent months. At least 9 people have been killed in twin bomb attacks in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. Medics say 70 others have been wounded in the violence. We know so far that a police vehicle was one of the targets. At least 20 people have lost their lives in twin bomb blasts in northern western Pakistan. The bombs went off outside mosques during Friday prayers in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Regency. Officials fear the death toll could rise with many critically injured. No group or individual has claimed responsibility. Israeli forces clashed with Palestinians demonstrating against plans to expand a settlement in the occupied West Bank. The expansion of Efrat settlement in Bethlehem would see more land grab in the Palestinian village of Al-Masara. Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. Protesters in Bahrain have rallied in solidarity with top Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Ghazem. Early on Friday, Bahraini regime forces backed by Saudi troops raided the cleric's house and vandalized his property. Sheikh Ghazem was not at home at the time of the raid, but his family members were present. At least 10 people die in an explosion at a fuel depot near the Turkish-Syria border. The blast took place in the basement of a building in Turkey's Hatay province. Officials say suspected smugglers set the fuel depot on fire in response to a police crackdown on their shelter. Russia says it will honor its past contract with Syria to supply arms to the country. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the weapons supply does not breach international law. He also criticized the media uproar about Russia's decision to give anti-aircraft defense systems to Syria. And Russia's Pacific Fleet warships have crossed the Suez Canal and entered the eastern Mediterranean waters. This is the first time in past decades that warships from the fleet moved to the area. The Russian Defense Ministry says the squadron would defend Russia's interests in the region. There's the latest here on Press TV.